Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears, along with you here on this Thursday morning, September the 10th, 2026, 17 minutes past the hour, and this week is just flying by. Of course, it helps when you have off Monday for Labor Day. Already Thursday. Well, it's Popcorn Festival Day Thursday, the big parade tonight, and we will just hope that they do not get rained on or the parade does not get rained out. You know, there is something about having an outdoor event, a parade or anything of that nature, somewhere the gods decide to open up the skies and make it rain. Although this year we've had tons of rain in August and even into September, so it should be no surprise that rain is in the forecast for later on today. So check and make sure the parade is still on before you head down there tonight for the big parade. And hopefully it is still on and everything goes fine and all is well for the big, I believe, 44th annual Marion Popcorn Festival Parade. Well, all I gotta say, I did not get a chance last night, I don't even know if it was televised, to watch any of the big Republican convention before the midterms. But I was reading some of the news stories about it this morning, and apparently the president, Donald Trump, said that if the Republicans win the midterms, every American will get $5,000. Now, remember the good old days when people liked you and that's why they voted for you? Now, we'll just give you $5,000. If you vote for us, give us $5,000. We'll give you $5,000. You know, I don't understand. It's a little comical. I don't think you can do that, and I don't think it would happen. But it's a creative idea. You know, here's what I don't understand. Because this seems kind of like an outright bribe to buy your vote by saying if our party keeps the House and the Senate, then we'll give everybody $5,000. Okay, now one of the reasons people are upset is because they don't feel they have enough money. People feel they're paying too much in taxes. People feel they're paying too much property tax. People feel they're paying too much at the grocery store. People feel that bills are too much. Why don't you just earlier in the year, before the elections come about, why don't you just tell people that you're going to create a program to help them out? Well, if you do that, then people call you socialist. But I guess if you offer $5,000 for somebody's vote, well, I guess you're not socialist. They can't call you that. I don't understand a lot of these things. It's kind of like property taxes. The big fear is that if you own a home and you get older, I guess, you have to keep paying property tax. And you could lose your home if you're not making as much money, because you can't afford the property tax. Why not create a program to stop that? Do people just want more money? Is that the idea? I don't want to pay. I can afford to pay the property tax. I just don't want to pay it. I want to have more money in my pocket. Well, again, nothing wrong with that. But why don't you just have the government hand it to you outright, like the president promised to do last night, to win the midterm elections? Because you don't want a handout from the government, But you want government to eliminate basic, I guess, taxes. I don't know the difference. Does anybody ever send their money back? If the president sent you $5,000, would you send it back? I don't know. It's always a little funny to me how these things work. Stimulus checks are okay, but programs to eliminate taxes. Let's say you're in a financial burden and you can't afford to pay your property tax. Okay, let's create something to stop your home from going into foreclosure. I don't know why not do that if you're going to give people money anyway. Just outright give people money. Maybe I'm the only one who thinks this, but that way it just doesn't sound like a bribe. But I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. 740-383-9944. Although, again, I don't think you can do this. I don't think anybody would get $5,000, but sounds good. Certainly does sound good to say it at the Republican midterm convention last night. Okay, well, what else do we want to talk about here this morning? Well, yesterday we started talking about the live streaming of the city council meeting, because on city council meetings, on Monday night, the mayor said that he is thinking about stopping the live stream of the meetings. He wants to get city council's thoughts on it. He just doesn't want to come in and do it. And the meetings will be made available 24 to 48 hours after the meeting. Now, here's what I can't understand, because we got into this big discussion yesterday, because apparently there's a certain group of people who don't want these live streams to go away, and are making that pretty well known. And I understand that, because trust me, I don't like the idea. Because here's the thing. Here's how it gets couched. That will mean there's less transparency in government. If these meetings are no longer live streamed, there'll be less transparency in government. That's the way it's spun. Okay. And again, I have said for many years doing this program, I think the more people watching things, the more people reporting on things, is good. And in the collective middle of all the mishigas, we are going to find the truth somewhere in there. And so normally I would be for live streaming a meeting. I don't think that that's a big problem. The problem here is that these meetings seemingly are creating misinformation and a money stream for people using social media. And they're misinforming people to a great level. Now, if that was the only way to view the meeting, again, I would say we'll keep on live streaming it. But the problem is, there are other ways to view the meeting, and this is what I can't understand. Number one, you could go to the meeting. It's open to the public. Monday at 6:30. It's not like they're hiding. The meeting is there. It's open to the public. It's downtown. It's pretty easy to get in. And number two, what is the problem with making them available 24 to 48 hours later? That's not a long wait. And so it's not, again, I don't get the idea of trying to get rid of transparency. If it's not live, it's not transparent. They're making it available to you for free 24 to 48 hours later. Or you can come live and watch it. So I don't know what the loss of transparency is. It seems to me that it's all about live. Well, why is there such an uproar that it must be live? Well, that's because if you are not the first to speak on something, people don't find it as interesting. People don't come to your page. It doesn't help your financial stream because you've got to get those clicks and views and likes. So that's really why people want the live. They'll knock the mayor for wanting to take it away. They probably will knock some city council members for wanting to take it away, and they'll do it in the name of transparency. But really, does the public care? I mean, can the public not go to the meeting? Can the public not find the copy of the meeting the next day and watch it or listen to it? This is the problem. People are really, what they're really afraid of is the people who don't come to the meeting then no longer can comment on it in real time. That's what this is really about. And so I understand the mayor's point of view on this. And what if he tries this out for a month? Let's stop live streaming for a month, 6 weeks. Let's see what happens. Let's see what that would cause. Are more people going to show up to the meetings? Are less people going to show up to the meetings? How many people are going to view these meetings on Tuesday or Wednesday when they're made available? I think it's interesting, but we'll find out. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz and we can discuss whatever is on your mind. As a matter of fact, I would go so far to say that we are less informed by live streaming these meetings. Now, here's the reason. Because if the live stream was not there, and you really wanted to inform people about what was going on, you would have to go to the meeting live. If you're at the meeting live, you can see everything that is going on beyond those cameras. And you can also talk to your public official. You can ask them all these questions that people seem to ding them on. You don't get that opportunity when you're sitting at home watching a live stream. So let's see what happens. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. I would love to hear from you. Well, from one of our listeners this morning, pretty sure bribing the public for votes is illegal. Well, you know, it used to be. I don't know what's illegal and illegal anymore. Here's $5,000. Vote for this party. You know, people, Republicans who don't have a lot of money to spend on elections have to feel pretty good about this. Getting a $5,000, not just a $5,000, $5,000 for every American. I guess you don't even have to vote. Because I don't know how they would know who voted and who didn't vote and who they voted for. I guess you could end up voting Democrat, and as long as the Republicans win, you still get $5,000. So maybe it's not a bribe because of that. Because everybody's getting the money anyway. I don't know. It's an interesting world we live in. Does anybody have anything to say here? 30 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any conversation on the city council live streams? We did a whole section of the program yesterday on that. And now we got the $5,000 if the Republicans win, every American gets $5,000. So said the president last night. So there's that. And again, the phone lines are open here this morning. 740-383-9944. You know, I ask this question every year. So by now, I hope we get this question correct. But 45 years ago now, who was the first big entertainment at the Marion Popcorn Festival? big celebrity entertainment. There were a few people that year, but they considered one person to be the headline. Who was the headliner at the first Marion Popcorn Festival? 45 years ago? All right. Go ahead, caller.
Morning, Spears. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you? Happy Popcorn Festival.
Well, yes. Is that what we say now? Happy Popcorn Festival?
Well, in Marion, we do.
Okay. Well, Happy Popcorn Festival. I don't have anything profound to say. I just want to call in and brag a little bit. A lady that you and I both know very well has not been feeling well for quite a while, and she happened to make me a pie the other day. So.
Oh, did she?
I just wanted to call and brag that I have a pie and you do not.
You're rubbing that in my face.
Yes, I am.
Well, I'm just glad to hear that she's feeling better. I had not seen her in a while.
Yes, she is feeling better, and she's been sitting out on the porch in the evenings, and she's doing better.
Good, good. Now, what kind did you get?
I got peanut butter, of course.
Now, see, I like the lemon.
Yeah, and I do know she made 2 lemon pies. I don't think they're for you, but...
So I didn't end up on the list.
I don't think so.
I didn't make the list. Hey, I do have a question for you though. We got to talk a little bit about the whole flock camera thing. What is your roundup on this as where we are right now with the legislation being proposed?
Did they speak on flock cameras at committee?
Monday
night.
Sean Barr got up with the amended legislation from 2023, where there are a few changes to what was done in 2023. Now, it was left in committee. It did not go on to council, but it was not put on the agenda Monday night.
Nothing will be done. It's pretty much dead. The people that were trying to ban them, I believe that they're just defeated, and the others don't want to keep them. They're glad, and nothing's going to come out of it.
So you think that's not going anywhere at this point?
It's not going anywhere. Nope.
Hmm. Well, how do you feel about taking away the live stream? Because didn't you oppose it in the beginning?
I opposed it because it's the mayor. And the council meetings are council's meetings. They're not the mayor's. The live stream was a campaign promise, and apparently it was a good thing because people are losing their ever loving minds now that he wants to take it away. So he should find some kudos in the fact that people like what he did. But yeah, I opposed it because the mayor should not be trying to take control. I view it as the mayor trying to take control of council's meetings.
Well, you know what I don't understand? Because I really did try to think last night of a good reason that these live streams should stay. Because I don't want the public to be deprived of anything. But what I can't understand is why is this a loss of transparency if the meetings are made available within 48 hours or... You could go to the meetings. It's not like anybody's being shut out. What is it about live at 6:30 on Monday that is so important for people?
I have no idea. I hate the word lazy, but it kind of makes people lazy. If they can sit on their couch or their easy boy or lazy boy and watch something on their device, that's what they're going to do versus actually going to the meeting.
Do you think it created a little bit of a stage for people to act in a certain way because they know they're on camera?
That I did not experience that while I was on council. From after I left and hearing some of the reports of what people were doing, with this most recent council, yeah, I think that played into it.
And I think that's one of the problems here. And I also think it's very easy to watch the live stream and make a comment about it when you don't have to be in the room. I think if you're in the room and people see who you are and people are aware of what you're doing, it's a little harder to knock somebody so hard.
Yeah, and so that goes both ways, too, because some people are still intimidated to even go to the actual meeting and speak before council.
Right, and
there's a lawsuit by one of your super fans that she was intimidated by the mayor. So it goes both ways.
Well, it does, and I still don't understand that. Okay, if you create a live stream and people can watch this from home, then they can't go to the meeting. They can't ask a question of their council person. They can't ask a question of the mayor. They can't ask a question of anybody. So why is that the better option? If it's not live, then that no longer becomes a thing because, you know, you have to wait to see it.
Yeah. Now, when we had video before, even when we just had audio for the longest time, there was quite the following of people that waited for the audio, especially the audio, to be released on YouTube so they could listen to it. In fact, if I recall correctly, if it wasn't released at the regular time that it typically was released, they're calling asking what's going on with the audio.
Right, and you know something else that's interesting about this? Timing's everything, but 2 points that I thought about. There was an incident a few years ago during a campaign where there was an alleged incident between two candidates that happened in city council chambers.
Oh, yeah. When Sue McGowan threatened to beat up Collins or vice versa.
Whatever that was.
I don't remember. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the video of that is
different thing.
Yeah. Showed what actually happened or did not happen. So, you know, video does help, and I don't know that would have happened in live time because the live feed cuts off when the meeting is over. And the tape
used. But that instance wasn't captured on the live camera. Excuse me, the live cameras, it was captured on the courtroom cameras.
Right, which are still running as far as I know.
Yeah. They captured the shouting match between your super fan and Sean Barr and Danny Clark.
And there you go. And the other thing about this that I think is very strange is the complaint, as soon as Monday night, it was said that the live stream might be taken away. I can't remember who got up, but somebody got up and said, people are just starting to get involved. People are just starting to be interested, and I tell them to come up here all the time. But they're not coming up there because they can sit at home and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a good argument, I don't think, for keeping the live stream.
Right, and it's also tough, difficult argument to have when council chambers was packed full of people wanting to remove cameras, and now we're going to potentially pack the council chambers to keep a camera.
It is very ironic, isn't it? That
it is.
Government oversight is exactly what we're in the middle of right now. You don't want the government overseeing you, but yet don't take those cameras away because we want to see what's going on.
Right.
Which are government cameras. They're put there by the mayor.
Right. Right.
Very, very
odd. And that's the part that needs to change. The cameras were put there by the mayor. Council needs to take those cameras over. Council needs to be the holder of that record. And council needs to decide whether they want to post them on YouTube or Facebook or whatever 24 to 48 hours later, or if they want to continue live stream. Council needs to take control of their meeting, those cameras, and make a decision what they want to do.
Well,
but with this council, they'll probably want a 2-year moratorium so they can sit and think about it.
Well, I also, you know something? Do you remember when city council used to be broadcast on the local school channel?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. You know what?
We paid Dodie Meyer, I think that was her name, to come in and record it for us, and then we'd give it over to the school, and school would play it.
Okay. Now, here's something that's interesting. Number one, they used to play that like 3 times a day.
Yep.
It played for an entire week, three times a day. Now, that gave people ample opportunity to see it, as opposed to, I don't even think they could have done it live in those days, but to do it live in those days, if you miss it, it's gone. You know,
right.
That's that. And number two, something else I thought about. You know, people talk about language. You could not air these on television now because of the language.
Oh, I know. So when we had them for the school, the videos for the school, that was the only edit that we would allow was language.
Right, right. So, you know, it's funny to me. People think language is just because, I guess, we're not so prudish anymore. I don't think people get that there are rules, and even if there weren't rules, do you think the Christian channel is going to air something that is using that many expletives?
They probably shouldn't.
Right. I mean, do you think anybody, I mean, any person is going to do that. It's just funny to me, anytime you're on in the public, which is why those rules are there with some organizations,
right.
Maybe some people don't want to hear that. It's not about prudish and can I slip it in. It's because
right.
If you're in the car with your kid listening, or you're listening in an office,
right.
Maybe they don't want to hear that.
Yeah, and most people don't want to hear that kind of language, especially when you're trying to make a point. But sometimes the F word adds a little bit of spice to your conversation.
Well, it, you know what? I think if it comes organically, I think if you're just constantly doing it to do it, then
right.
It's just, like, repetitious. But I don't know. So do you think the live stream should stay or not?
I don't really have a care about the live stream. My only concern, and still my concern, is who's the holder of the record? Is it Collins, the mayor? Mayor should not be doing that. Council should take over those cameras and do what council thinks, this session of council thinks they should do.
Well,
that's best for the public.
And I want to ask this final question, is do you think that the loss of live, as long as it's made available within 48 hours, the entire meeting unedited, or you still have the ability to attend the meeting live, on Monday night, do you think that's a loss of transparency just because it's no longer broadcast live?
I do not view it as a loss of transparency because there's other meetings that go on that the mayor chose not to have his cameras live stream. There's city planning meetings, there's Board of Zoning Appeal meetings that the mayor sits on that he directly said, no, I'm not live streaming these. So I don't think you're losing anything because those other meetings didn't get broadcast live. So
that was the other point I wanted to make Monday night, because when they went into executive session before they did the interviews for the sixth ward council person,
why did they do an executive session?
Well, apparently litigation was being threatened if they didn't interview everybody.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's my understanding of why they went into executive session. But they ended up interviewing everybody, so I think that became a moot point.
Why wouldn't they interview everybody? I'm getting you off your point you're trying
to
ask.
No,
the question you're trying to ask.
No, the point, because Teresa Lubke was there, and she was a Democrat, and Ralph Smith...
What
felt,
does that matter?
Well, the 1968 rule that says a council seat has to be filled by somebody of the same party, that they shouldn't even be interviewing a Democrat because the 6th Ward seat was a Republican seat.
What does the ORC say?
Well, that's Mark Russell said earlier on in the meeting that if this were put up, it would be unconstitutional. So we need to get rid of this rule.
So Ralph is dying on the hill that some rule says that it has to be in the same party. So he's protecting his party instead of getting the best person in that seat.
He was the only one Monday night. Okay. Everybody else voted to hear Ms. Lubke. He was the holdout. And I think because of that, they had to have that executive session because there was still a council member who did not want to interview her. But they did interview her, so I guess it didn't matter much.
Okay.
But the point of those meetings are, and the point I was going to make, the live stream did not get turned back on because of the executive session. And as I was leaving the building, they were getting calls because they thought something nefarious had happened because the live stream was not turned back on.
Started losing their minds.
Started losing their mind. Yeah.
Well, Collins said in that meeting that he was going to think about getting rid of live stream. Maybe he thought about it and decided to get rid of it.
Well, maybe.
I mean, that's a logical thought.
Well, I don't think that's what happened, but that didn't come back on. They all let us back in for those meetings, and trust me, there wasn't anything there. I think one person didn't show up, and three people got asked, I think, two questions, and the last person got asked five questions, and they were all pretty basic questions, and that was about it. I mean, there was certainly nothing nefarious being hidden, but the fact that those cameras were off made it nefarious to people, to where they had to call in, oh, you're hiding something. And see, that's the whole problem with the live process. That would not have happened if people would have been in attendance, and that would not have happened if they were watching it 2 days later, because it would have been taped.
Right, right.
So, that's the whole problem.
So, what were the questions that they asked? Party affiliation? I mean, were they...
No, there was nothing about party affiliation. There was, Aaron Rollins asked the question of just about everybody, how many meetings have you been to in the last year? And Rob Smith asked several different questions, usually one of each person who got up. Things like, how does representing the 6th Ward represent the city as a whole? How can you represent the city as a whole? How would you deal with people in a meeting who were... acting out of turn? There really were not a lot of questions.
Huh.
Yeah. It wasn't anything substantive.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call and brag that I got a pie.
Well, you know what? If you see her, if you see our friend, tell her I'm glad she's feeling better, and I'll expect a lemon pie soon.
I'll tell her that you hope that she gets to feeling better and that you're glad that she is feeling better. I'm going to leave it up to her to give you a pie.
And hopefully I'll see her.
I'm not your pie pimp.
No, but you got to return the dish anyway.
No, mine's in a little foil thing. So once I finish, I only have one piece left. Once I finish it, it goes in the trash.
You don't send a thank you note?
No, I thanked them very much when she handed it to me.
Oh. Well, you should do it afterwards. Boy, that was a good pie. And by the way, Scott would like one.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, see you, man.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 49 minutes past the hour. Well, I'm already down a pie here. You know, our mutual friend there makes the best lemon pie there is. And I like lemon pie, but there has never been a lemon pie like that. Okay, well, what do you think of the live streams and everything that we just talked about there? 740-383-9944. We've got about 10 minutes left in this hour. I thought that was nice. Happy Marion Popcorn Festival Day. You know, we're big on this here in Marion. A lot of interesting things going on around here now, and again, I want to make the point that I am not against the live streaming of the meetings. I think it's the fallout of the live streams of the meetings that have become the problem. You know, there's just something that brought on. I'm trying to say this in the most positive way. There's something that created that is not pleasant. And I'm not sure that it's beneficial to the public. And I still don't understand, why is it so bad to wait 24 hours? What is the problem with that? Then you can watch it at your leisure. Watch the whole thing. Why do you have to watch it at 6:30 on Monday night? And I would think that it would decrease participation if people could watch it live, because if you want to ask a question, you have to be there to do that anyway. So I really don't understand that. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if there's anything on your mind this morning. We've got about 9 minutes left in this hour. And it was a very, very, I don't want to say heated, but it was a very emotion-filled conversation yesterday. And it's interesting how interested people are in these meetings. Now, also, there is a little bit of a problem in the fact that I'm not sure that people are actually watching the meetings. I think certain people are watching the meetings and then telling people what happened. Now, again, that's how news has always worked. But the problem is, a lot of these people are not news people. And they're not exactly, they're more advocates than anything else. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. The traffic's fixed, knock on wood, temporarily for now. I mean, well, permanent fix, but we'll see what else goes wrong. You know what I'm saying?
All right, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, downtown's not going to be pleasant for the next few days.
Sir, I live, and have for nearly 20 years. I'm washing my hands, if anyone's wondering. I believe in sanitation. I lived a half mile, quarter mile from the Popcorn Festival for 20 years. I don't even want to hear about. They said Monday night that in a five-day period, 17,000 cars went down Silver Street. On this three-day period,
yes.
I bet it'll be more like 50,000 cars will go down. And that's not an exaggeration. I mean, we're the detour for Prospect Street, so I don't want to hear about any traffic woes from anyone. But yeah, downtown is shut down, and they are now starting to shut down the parade route, too. So if people are familiar with that, be prepared. But so you were talking about the live stream. And what I think the live stream has created is a subset of attention whores that have a way to get attention. I saw a new page pop up this morning, and I'm not going to say it because I don't want to drive people to it. You hear the traffic?
I do.
I do. Yeah, and it's, what, 8:30 in the morning? So it's not even peak traffic.
I'm
right
just
now.
Upset that I've already been knocked for not getting a pie. Isn't that terrible?
Well, Shaver is a unique character, and, you know, he probably, you know what, Casey knows Shaver probably did something nice for that person. I don't know who it is, but he probably did something nice for that person, and he left that part out, and he got repaid with the pie.
Well, I'll tell you, she's the best.
I can't imagine people are just randomly nice to Jason Shaver. There's no reason to be.
Well, you know, that
Shaver's my friend. He's listening. I'm giving him a hard time. But I think that the live stream, because there's a new page this morning, and what they've done on this page is taken the agenda from Monday night and put some red text box, some red print in there, and they are now calling it the meeting minutes, and that they aren't able to get it out the night of the meeting because they want to be accurate and correct and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, you know, I saw that. I give them credit for that. I don't know who's running that, but at least so far...
They won't use their name.
Right. Well, here we are. Another problem. But so far...
But it's not really meeting minutes. It's not meeting minutes, so that's misleading. Because the meeting minutes are something that's official, that's adopted by city council and is signed off on by the council president and the council clerk. So, I mean, you know, meeting minutes, so that's misleading already. So... You know, when people hear meeting, well, I read it in the meeting minutes. No, you read it on a website called something similar to that. You know what I mean? So that's not what you read. So that's one issue that I have with that. But that I have years worth of meeting minutes where I have scratched dollar amounts down, names, relevant information, you know, things that have helped me remember what are going on, and that's how I remember some things, like we spent $80,000 on ADP, and I can come up with specific dollar amounts or dates at times because I have it written down somewhere. But I didn't realize that people were interested in the notes that we took during city council, I guess. And
well, yes.
Now that's turned into a whole, and it's not even like thorough notes. I mean, my son could take better notes. But anyway, I'm sorry.
But here's the problem. I really did think last night, because normally I would be all for live streaming these meetings, because I do think transparency is good. I do think...
I wanted to say this. When you were talking to Saber, it dawned on me, and I will totally forget. When you said, okay, and Saber said, the cameras, you know, the flock cameras, you pack a room full of people that were mad that we have flock cameras, and then pack a room full of people, which I don't know how I feel about it yet, pack a room full of people to keep the cameras. Okay, we don't want the government watching us. We want the government watching themselves. So, you know, and if they want to say that 22 cameras in the city of Marion are good to keep us safe, then I think 24, the two additional in the courtroom, are just another way to keep us safe, aren't they?
But see, but it's the public that wants this. But the public doesn't want the cameras outside. So if you, I think they're split on it. If you're going to say council's hypocritical on this, then you've got to say the audience is hypocritical on this.
Well, I agree. But as someone who does try to go to meetings, it gets tiresome every single Monday night. It is nice to just sit back sometimes in my pajama pants and fold laundry and type invoices and listen.
I understand. I understand what you're saying. I am not against that argument. What I'm saying is, what is the problem with listening to it the next day?
I don't have a problem with that. When Serena Rose did that, I thought it was excellent because there wasn't any distract. Of course, the meetings weren't so animated back then.
Right.
It was just.
And why is that a loss of transparency?
Okay, this is my argument for it being a loss of transparency, because Bill Collins said that it was his effort to be transparent. Be damned what council said, because Schaubert did say, this is our meeting, why are we doing this, why are we allowing this? Council president wasn't even talked to about this before. You know, all of these things, these are our meetings, and why are you hijacking them?
Why?
And he is the one that claimed transparency, so all I'm doing is flipping his argument back on him. If this was your effort to be transparent, then isn't removing them the opposite of transparency?
Well, I don't know. See, I disagree because you
and
do have...
I disagree, but don't you, there's an argument there.
Well, sort of. If they were shutting down the live meetings, if you did not know when they were happening, if they were not going to make them available...
Did Scott say that was a campaign promise? Does he really want to renege on a campaign promise when the election is... I mean, they're going to be campaigning in 6 months.
Well, listen, I think all good politicians have to be pragmatic, and George H.W. Bush said, read my lips, no new taxes, and he raised taxes. He did lose re-election, but taxes needed to be raised at that time. Had they not been raised, we would not have had the economic boom we had under Clinton. So, you know what? Sometimes you have to get out in there and try these things, and he has tried it for 2.5 years, and I think he's seeing what it is coming of it.
All right, okay, in the same breath, council rules, precedent, all of this other stuff, if they're still going to force us to say our addresses while we're not live streaming, they need to adopt an official council rule, because apparently there isn't one. It's just been precedent. And I think that all of the addresses of the public officials should be public also. If we have to give our addresses, there is no reason. And I understand why they protect their addresses. I understand it. But what makes their addresses so much more important than mine? Probably more people hate me actively than hate them. More people are probably willing to do me harm than they are them.
But
vandalism or that sort of thing. Well, so why is my address worth less than theirs?
Here's,
I am allowed to hide theirs from the public, but I can't.
See, the problem you're explaining before we go to break here is exactly the problem of the live stream. Because, now, I'm not saying that their addresses have to be hidden, and I'm sure people could find their addresses. But here's the thing. I think the way a meeting is set up, the people who are part of the meeting, the people who are elected, just like the Congress people in the United States and the Senate, those are the addresses you don't want people to have, because people can show up on their doorstep. People don't like them because of decisions they make. People don't like them because of votes they make. There is a reason not to like those people. And sometimes the fringe group makes those people very unsafe.
We know that they're really residents of the city of Marion, then, Scott. If they won't give us their addresses, how do we know that any of them are residents of the city of Marion?
Well, if somebody's not verifying that, then at the Board of Elections, then we got a problem.
Okay. Well, why are we just supposed to trust them, but they won't just trust us?
Well, because I'm not even sure that it should matter if you're a citizen of Marion to speak. I don't even know why that's a thing. But the point of the matter here is, what you just explained that I'm trying to get to is the point. The fact that the audience is hated, that there are members of the audience that is hated, is because it's become more of an advocate group. And advocates groups have sprung.
I was hated years before these people started showing up and acting fools, though. I went through an entire 18-month federal lawsuit before these people started showing up and hijacking meetings.
But that's why I'll give you more credit, because you did show up consistently for a long time. You did ask questions for a long time. You do have come to the meetings for a long time.
And even I am exhausted by those assholes.
Right.
I am.
Right, but these other people, I don't know that they've done that.
Those people. I'm exhausted by those people that have gone up there and hijacked these meetings. Someone that has fought so hard for this for years now, I am exhausted by their antics also. I get it. I really do.
So, and you know what? I don't think Collins is wrong in being aware of that. And I think he's very right to be aware of that. And also, by the way, what if they got rid of the video and just streamed the audio?
I wouldn't have a problem with that, because you know what? You can pop a little earbud in your ear and walk around and do stuff. That's what I used to do when Tarina ran the thing.
But it makes it much more difficult to turn it into a show.
Phone in your hand. Yep.
Yeah.
You got to hold a phone in your hand and walk around and do stuff.
In the essence of transparency, why don't they try that for a while? Why don't they just go back to audio? Why do we need video of these things anyway? I mean, the court cameras are on if anything would happen.
Because Mike Bodine had a friend that sold video cameras. That's why we have video cameras.
Well, you know, not all meetings are videotaped, and executive sessions are not videotaped. So I don't know at this point why... they just can't go back to audio. I think they could solve a lot of problems.
22 cameras keep us safe. 24 cameras can only keep us safer. And it's time for break, I know.
All right, we got to go to break.
Bye.
We're coming back. Stay tuned.
Bye.
Someone your age, the physical and mental health effects, poor decision making, and the confusing legal aspects these days. So what do you say?